Today we come to the sixth lesson of our studies on Ephesians chapter 4. Let's turn again to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5.
今天我们来到以弗所书的第六讲了。我们再回去以弗所书的第四章第五节。
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
一主一信一浸。
In this important passage, we read seven ones.
在这段这么重要的圣经里面，我们看到有七个一字。
One body, one spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And finally, one God and Father of all.
一个身体，一个灵，一个指望，一主，一信，一浸。而最后就是一神，就是众人的父。
Seven ones sum up the main points of Christianity.
这七个一就已经归纳了基督教的要理了。
And among these seven ones, baptism.
这七个一里面，其中一个是一浸。
Today, we want to study what one baptism means.
今天我们想查考一下一浸是什么意思。
Is baptism important?
浸礼重要吗？
Is baptism important to you?
对你来讲，浸礼重要吗？
Is baptism important to a church?
对教会来讲，浸礼重要吗？
How important is baptism?
浸礼究竟几重要呢？
Let me ask you a more difficult question.
等我来问一个更难的问题啦。
Which of these two is more important? Jesus' birthday or his day of baptism?
以下这两个日子，哪一个日子更加重要呢？耶稣的生日呢，还是他的受洗日呢？
Is Christmas more important or the day of Jesus' baptism more important?
圣诞节重要啲啊，还是耶稣嘅浸礼重要啲？
What do you say?
你认为咧？
耶稣。
吓？ Surprise, surprise! The day when Jesus received baptism was more important than his birthday.
佢话耶稣受洗嗰日嘅日子咧，比起佢出生嘅日子更加重要。
In these seven ones, do you read one Christmas day? Do you?
你有冇见到一圣诞节咧？你有冇见到啊
？One body, one spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all.
一个身体，一个灵，一个指望，一主，一信，一浸，一神就是众人的父。
Do you see one Christmas?
你有冇见到一圣诞节啊
？No.
冇喎。
Actually, Jesus' baptism is recorded in all four Gospels of the New Testament.
其实耶稣受洗那天在四个福音书里面都记载了。
In the Bible, four books are called Gospels. They're written by four people, Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John.
在圣经里面四福音四个不同的人写的，马可、马太、路加、约翰。
All four Gospels record the life of this person, Jesus.
这四个福音书都是记载了耶稣这个人物的事迹。
And in each of these four Gospels, the day when Jesus received baptism is recorded.
在这四个福音书里面，全部都记载了耶稣受洗那天。
By comparison, the birthday of Jesus is recorded only in Matthew and Luke.
而相比之下，耶稣的出生呢，只可以在马太福音和路加福音那里找到。
For some reason, it is not recorded in Mark nor John.
出于某些原因呢，马可和约翰就没有记载耶稣出生。
We don't know the reason why. We only know Mark and John did not think it important enough to record Jesus' birthday.
我们不知道为什么。我们只知道的就是，对于马可和约翰来讲，记录耶稣的出生不是太重要。
Let's turn to Gospel of Mark, chapter 1.
我们就看看马可福音吧。
Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verse 1.
第一章的第一节。
The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
神的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头。
Notice what you are reading. Mark thinks the good news of Jesus begins with his baptism, not the birthday of Jesus.
请大家留意，马可就认为耶稣基督的福音的起头就是从他的受洗开始，不是耶稣的出生。
For some reason, Mark doesn't think it's important to begin with Christmas.
出于某种原因，马可不认为耶稣的出生是应该他的记载的开始。
The same with the Gospel of John.
同样道理，约翰也是一样。
One baptism means Jesus' own baptism and our baptism.
一浸的意思就是耶稣本身的洗礼和其他人的洗礼。
When Jesus received baptism, he was about 30 years old, not when he was 10 years old.
耶稣接受洗礼的时候大概30岁，不是10岁。
Not when he was 15 years old.
不是15岁。
Not when he was a baby.
不是 BB 的时候。
When Jesus, the one Lord, was baptized, he was about 30 years old.
当耶稣我们的一主他受洗的时候大概30岁。
And I wonder why.
为什么呢?
And Jesus' baptism becomes an example for all people to follow.
耶稣的洗礼呢,成为了以后跟从的人的一个榜样。
The first point we want to learn is this. The baptism of Jesus is far more important than his birthday.
第一点我们要学到的就是,耶稣的洗礼比起他的出生生日是更加重要。
This means, every time there is a baptism in a church,is something bigger than Christmas Day, than anyone's birthday.
意思就是每一次在教会里面有一个洗礼的话是比起圣诞节是更加重要是比起任何一个人的生日更加重要。
Let us read now from verse 4 and 5.
马可福音的第一章第四、第五节。
John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins.And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins.
照这话，约翰来了，在旷野施浸，传悔改的浸礼，使罪得赦。第五节，众犹太全地和耶路撒冷的人都出去，到约翰那里承认他们的罪，在约旦河里受他的洗。
Let us read on to verse 9 and 11.
继续跳到去第九节至到十一节。
In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan River. And just as Jesus was coming out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him.
第九节，那时耶稣从加利利的拿撒勒来。在約旦河裡受了約翰的浸，他從水裡一上來，就看見天裂開了，聖靈彷彿鴿子降在他身上。
And verse 11, And the voice came from heaven, You are my son, the beloved, with you I am well pleased.
第十一節，又有聲音從天上說，你是我的愛子，我喜悅你。
So here we see the important record of Jesus' baptism day.
所以到我哋就睇到耶稣受浸嗰日嘅重要嘅记载。
A servant of God was baptizing people by a river, not in a church building.
有一个神嘅仆人，佢喺约旦河嗰度替人施洗，就唔喺一间教堂里边。
And verse 4 and 5 tells us baptism has to do with repentance.
而第四、第五节咧，就讲到俾我哋听，洗礼系同悔改有关嘅。
Many people were going out to John the Baptizer and received baptism, confessing their sins.
当时有好多人去到约翰嗰度要去施洗，并且咧系认罪。
The one Lord Jesus came to John and asked to be baptized, and he was given baptism.
有一日，我哋呢个一主耶稣咧，就嚟到约翰嗰度求佢施洗，咁佢就喺嗰度接受咗洗礼。
Jesus Christ, the Son of God, received baptism.
神的儿子耶稣基督，佢接受洗礼。
When he came out from the water, the Bible says Jesus saw the heaven opened. The Spirit of God descended on him like a dove.
佢从水里上来嘅时候。圣经就话耶稣看见天裂开了，而又睇到咧神嘅灵好似鸽子一样降在他身上。
And he heard a voice said, "You are my son, my beloved. I am happy with you."
并且佢听到声音讲，你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。
What does it mean? Jesus saw the Spirit descend on him.
呢度讲耶稣看见圣灵降在他身上系咩意思呢
？Since the baptism of Jesus is a model for all people to follow，
既然耶稣嘅洗礼咧系榜样
，When one day you receive baptism， do you expect to see the Spirit of God descend on you？
或者一日轮到你去受洗嘅时候，你会唔会见到神嘅灵降在你身上？
What did Jesus see anyways?
咁到耶稣系看见啲乜嘢呢？
First of all, the Spirit is God himself.
首先，灵呢就系神自己。
The Spirit is not another party, not another person. It is not another person independent of God the Father of all.
这个灵呢不是另外一位，它不是说一位众人之父之外还另有其人。
The Bible tells us God is Spirit. This at least means that God is invisible.
圣经就告诉我们神是个灵，这个意思呢最少呢就是神是肉眼见不到的。
We are humans, we can see each other.
我们是人类，我们可以彼此见到。
But God being spirit, you can't see God.
但因为神是个灵，你肉眼见不到。
Only when God moves, can man sense him.
唯有当神有所行动的时候，人就可以感应到他。
For this reason, in the Bible, the Spirit of God describes God in action.
所以呢，当神在活动的时候，在圣经里面就叫做神的灵。
The moment you understand this first point,
假如你一刻明白了这一点，第一点，
then you know when the Bible says Jesus saw the heaven open and the Spirit of God like a dove descended on him, then you know this is just a description of how Jesus experienced God coming to him in a special way.
咁你就会明白，当圣经讲耶稣看见天开咗，又见到神嘅灵好似鸽子咁样降喺佢嘅身上咧，呢、这个咧系形容紧神一种特别嘅临到耶稣身上嘅形容法。
Notice Jesus saw this. Other people around Jesus didn't see the same thing.
嗱，你注意一下，耶稣看见，其他人喺佢身边嘅见唔到嘅。
Jesus heard a voice from heaven talk to him. Other people didn't hear the same thing.
耶稣从天上听到一个声音同佢讲话，其他人系听唔到嘅。
This is the Bible's way of describing Jesus' experience.
呢个咧系圣经里边一种描写耶稣佢内心经历到嘅一啲嘢。
What did Jesus experience?
咁究竟耶稣经历紧啲乜嘢呢？
On the day when Jesus was baptized, he experienced God coming to him in a special way.
喺耶稣受洗当日，佢经历到神特别嘅临到佢身上。
Now, whether or not a dove actually landed on Jesus' shoulder is not important.
嗱，至于有冇真系一个鸽子降喺耶稣嘅佢嘅肩头上咧，就唔重要嘅。
If God the Father chooses to.He could, for the sake of Jesus, appear as a dove and land on Jesus' shoulder.
假如我们的天父想这样做，他绝对可以为了耶稣呢，就仿佛鸽子的形象降在他的肩头上。
In this case, Jesus would have seen a dove landed on him.
如果是这样的话，耶稣就的确是会见到一只鸽子临到他身上。
Maybe God the Father didn't choose to appear in this way.
又或者呢，天父他没有选择用这种方式临到他身上。
What is important is this, that Jesus experienced God coming to him in a special way.
其实最重要的关键就是耶稣经历到神特别的临到他。
When someone would be baptized, on the day of her baptism, she would experience God coming to her in a special way.
当有一个人准备受洗，在他受洗当日，他会经历到神特别的临到他。
Whether she will see a bird or a dove landing on her is not important.
到底佢到时咧有冇见到一只鸽子临到佢身上咧，系唔重要嘅。
But you may say, if it is not important, why does the Bible say Jesus saw the Spirit comes on him like a dove?
但或者你会问，如果真系唔重要嘅话，点解圣经又记载到耶稣看见神嘅灵仿佛像鸽子临到佢呢
？What does the Bible wants to say to you?That the Spirit of God is like a dove.
神的灵好似鸽子一样。圣经想同你讲乜嘢呢？
Well, even today, a dove is a symbol of.
直到今日都好啦，鸽子象征乜嘢？
啊 ？Love. Peace. So dove is a symbol of love. Dove is a symbol of peace.You are right on the dot.
鸽子是象征爱，象征和平。你绝对讲答得对
了。Well, a dove is not an eagle, not even a seagull.
嗱，鸽子咧唔系头鹰，鸽子咧亦都唔系海鸥。
You don't want to feed seagulls because they have got very sharp and long beaks.
你唔想去喂海鸥，因为海鸥咧有好长嘅尖嘅嘴。
But you don't hesitate to feed doves and pigeons.
但你絕對唔會唔敢去餵白鴿。
Because dove has been a symbol of harmlessness. The Bible uses our language to describe God as a dove.
因為鴿子係象徵住唔兇惡。聖經係用緊我哋人嘅言語咧，就話俾我哋聽，神嘅靈彷彿鴿子，佢係温柔嘅。
Because God is harmless, is gentle. What Jesus experienced is that God's gentle presence coming upon him in a special way.
耶穌所當時經歷緊嘅咧，就係神好温柔嘅臨到佢身上。
When God comes to him, he also sends profound peace.And gladness.
当神的灵临到的时候，他同样都会经历一种很深层的平安和快乐。
And gladness. This is the result when God and Jesus enter into a covenant of love.
当神和耶稣进入一个爱的盟约的时候，结果就会这样。
Yes, baptism is a covenant of love between God and man.
洗礼其实就是神和人之间的爱的盟约。
Let me sum up then.Baptism is a happy day.
让我总结一下，洗礼是一个快乐的日子。
So, baptism is a big day.
是一个大的日子。
On that day, when a person follows Jesus' footstep, responds to God's invitation, enters into a covenant of love with God, this is what baptism is all about.
是当日当一个人愿意跟从耶稣的脚踪，又回应神的邀请，和神去进入一个爱的盟约，这个就是洗礼的意义了。
But you may ask, Jesus is Lord, He is Son of God. Why did Jesus need to be baptized?
但或者你会问，耶稣是主，他是神的儿子，那耶稣又为什么需要受洗呢？
Baptism by John was a baptism of repentance. Those people confessed their sins. Why did Jesus do that?
约翰这个洗礼是悔改的洗礼，那些去到约翰那里受洗的人是去到那里承认罪过。为什么耶稣要这样做呢？
Why did he need to do this?
他为什么需要这样做呢？
The difference with Jesus, with the rest of us, that Jesus did not sin once.
耶稣和我们普通人的分别呢，就是耶稣从不犯罪。
Jesus is the only person who remained sinless. The Bible says Jesus was without sin.
他是唯一一个人呢，是没有犯过罪。圣经说到耶稣是没有罪。
So all the more we ask,Why did Jesus join the crowd and receive baptism?
所以我们更加就要追问下去，那为什么他还需要去好像众人一样去接受洗礼呢？
Let us turn to the Gospel of Matthew for a clue.
我们回到马太福音看看。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 to 15.
马太福音的第三章13至15节。
Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him.John would have prevented Jesus, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered John, Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness.
当下耶稣从加利利来到约旦河，见了约翰要受他的浸，约翰就要想要拦住他，说，我当受你的浸，你反倒上我来这里么？耶稣回答说：你暂且许我，因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义。于是约翰许了他。
This is proper for us to fulfill all righteousness. This is our clue.
我们理当尽诸般的义，这个就是一个线索了。
Confessing one's sins is only part of what baptism is about.
认罪只不过是洗礼的其中一个环节。
The other part about baptism is this.
关于洗礼的另外一个环节的意思就是
It is a man's making a commitment to do God's will.
就是一个人去决心去行神的旨意。
What is God's will?
神的旨意是什么呢？
It is to love God wholeheartedly.
就是全心的去爱神。
And to love our neighbors as ourselves.
还有去爱人如己。
For this reason, baptism is a finishing of an old way of life.
因为这样的缘故，洗礼其实就是一个人向旧的生命不好的习惯结束去。
Baptism is about finishing with selfishness and self-centeredness.
洗礼就是和自私的人生结束了。
So, Jesus chose to be baptized for this reason.
所以耶稣去选择要去受洗，就是因为这个原因。
In order to fulfill all righteousness,
as a man,
as a human, Jesus chose God's will above his own will.
为了要尽诸般的义，作为一个人，作为一个人类，耶稣选择了神的意思多过自己的意思。
Not because Jesus did not have his own thinking.
不是因为耶稣没有自己的主意。
But then Jesus thought God's will was the best.
但耶稣认为神的旨意是最好的。
Now, our baptism ought to imitate Jesus on this very point.
我们的受洗应该在这一点上去仿效耶稣。
One of the Gospels tells us how Jesus' whole life is about doing God's will.
其中一本福音书就讲到耶稣的一生都是怎样行神的旨意。
Let me just read a few places for your reference.
让我读几节的圣经。
Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 34. From day to day, Jesus' whole life was about doing God's will and to accomplish God's work.
耶稣的一生都是遵行神的旨意和完成他的工作。这句圣经是来自约翰福音四章三十四节。
In another place, Jesus says, As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is fair, because I do not seek my own will, but God's will. Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 30.
在另外一处，耶稣就讲：耶稣话，我怎样听见就怎样审判，我的审判是公义的，因为我不寻求自己的意思，只求那差我来者的意思。这段圣经就是约翰福音五章三十节。
In the third place, Jesus says, This is the will of God who sent me, that of all people that he has given me, I lose nothing, but raise it up on the last day. For this is my Father's will.That all who see the Son and believe in Him may have eternal life, and I myself will raise Him up on the last day.
在第三处经文，耶稣就话啦：父的旨意就是，他所赐给我的人，我连一个也不失落，并且在末日我要使他们复活，因为我父的旨意是要使所有看见了子而信的人有永生，并且在末日我要使他们复活。
So for Jesus.On his day of baptism, he was committing himself to doing God's will all his life.
在耶稣受洗当日，耶稣是立志在他一生里面，他都会遵行神的旨意。
This then is the reason why you or I go to baptism.
为了这个原因，也是你和我为什么要去受洗。
In 1996, Auntie Lau's husband, Uncle Lau, received his baptism.
在1996年呢，我们的刘妈妈的丈夫刘叔叔就接受了洗礼。
About one or two weeks before Uncle Lau's baptism, he apologized to two to three of his sons and daughters.
在刘叔叔洗礼的一两个礼拜前，他向他两三个儿女道歉。
One of the sons at that time was living in Hong Kong, not in the UK. Uncle Lau actually phoned long distance to apologize to his son.
当时他其中一个仔是住在香港，不在英国。刘叔叔就打长途电话向他的仔道歉。
He didn't say very much. He picked up the phone and said, Your father is going to be baptized in 2 weeks' time. I'm not a good father. And he hung up.
他没说得很长，他拿起电话他就说，你的爸爸呢，两个礼拜后就要受洗了。我不是一个好爸爸。那就挂线了。
Now, Auntie Lau told you this story last Sunday, didn't she?
那上个礼拜日呢，刘妈妈就已经跟大家讲了这个故事。
But she didn't tell us that I did not require Uncle Lau phone his sons to apologize to his sons and daughters.
但是刘妈妈呢，没讲到我呢，当时作为一个牧师呢，我没要求刘叔叔去向他的儿子道歉的。
I only made one request.
我只是要求他做一件事。
When he asked me whether after baptism he could keep on calling his wife by a disrespectful name.
他就问我，他受了洗之后，他还可不可以继续叫他太太，即是叫刘妈妈，一个不是很好听的，不尊重的花名。
I said to him gently, No, you must stop using that name.
我就很温柔地跟他说，不可以的。你不可以再这样叫你太太的。
That's all I said.
那我就是这样要求的。
And then a few days later, Auntie Lau told me that he phoned three of his sons and daughters and apologized to them.
是几天之后呢，刘妈妈才告诉我，刘叔叔主动自己打电话给他的儿女道歉。
On the day of his baptism, One of his daughters, Mamie, was present.
在刘叔叔洗礼当日，他其中一个女儿 Mamie 在场。
And from the platform, I could see Mamie and everybody.
我站在讲台上，我就见到 Mamie 和其他的会众。
Daughter and father were facing each other.
父亲、女儿，大家面对面。
I saw Mamie shedding some quiet tears.
我就见到 Mamie 很安静的流泪。
It was a very moving day.
当日是一个很感动人的一天。
Very special day.
很特别的一天。
Hey, being a father is not necessarily being mature.
作为一个父亲不一定是成熟的。
Some of you may be fathers.
我们有一些已经是为人父亲了。
Let's make it clear. The fact that you are a father does not necessarily mean that you are mature.
让我讲清楚一点。作为一个父亲都不等于你是成熟的。
To be mature is more than being able to make money and father a child.
要成熟的话呢是远远超过了去赚钱啊养你的儿女。
You may be making money.
或者你可以赚到很多钱。
Okay, you are 20 some years old, 30 some years old, you can father children. It doesn't mean you are mature.
或者你二十零岁啊三十零岁啊你可以养儿育女但是不等于你成熟。
It doesn't mean you know what it is to be a man.
未必等于你知道呢什么叫做一个男人。
What does it take to be a mature man?
一个成熟的男人是怎样的呢
？What does it take to be truly human？
怎样才是真的做人之道呢
？Being strong and clever does not necessarily mean one is mature either。
你强壮或者很聪明都不等于你是成熟的。
After what Adolf Hitler had done to neighboring countries during the Second World War, and Germany was finally defeated。Germany admitted guilt publicly and paid heavy compensation to victims.
在第二次世界大战的时候，当时希特拉他怎样去对待邻国？后来呢，德国最终就是打败。后来德国呢，他是公开向人认罪，去承认他们的罪，并且向受害人呢，是给赔偿金。
After the war, Germany made a new start.
在大战之后呢，德国就有一个新的开始。
Today, Germany is the leading country in Europe.
今日德国竟然成为了欧洲的第一个领导国家。
By comparison, the Emperor of Japan never admitted he was guilty of inflicting death and suffering on countries.
对比一下，日本的天皇他从来都没有向一些他害过的国家人民道歉过。
Japan brought death and suffering on Korea, China,
日本是害过韩国、中国
and many Southeast Asian countries,
还有东南亚很多的国家。
Not one word apology came from his mouth up to date.
到今天为止从来都没有一个道歉。
So the relationship between Japan and neighboring countries today remains sensitive.
所以直到今天，日本和其他的国家的关系仍然是很敏感。
Being strong and clever does not mean a person or a country is mature.
虽然是强壮或者聪明，都不代表一个人或者一个国家是成熟的。
We, the Chinese people, like the Japanese, are very poor in admitting our wrong.
我们作为中国人就好像日本人一样，在认错的事上面是很差的。
For us Chinese people, face is very important.
对于我们中国人来讲，面子是非常重要的。
You just can't say you're wrong. You must do everything you can to cover your wrong.
你不可以认错的，你必须尽你的办法来遮掩你的过错。
Today, China is becoming stronger economically.
今天经济上来讲，中国越来越发达。
But as a people,China must learn to be truthful, to have the courage to admit wrong.
但作为一个人种，中国必须要学得真诚，要勇于认错。
China must become more and more mature.
中国必须要越来越成熟。
Chinese people must become more and more human.
中国人必须要更懂得怎样去做人。
Now, being a teacher or being a leader in a church does not necessarily mean a person is mature.
作为一个教师或者作为教会的领导人，就不等于这个人一定是成熟的。
Yes or no? To be mature is more than able to talk or to teach others.
或者成熟，或者唔成熟。要成熟嘅话，系远远多过系识得讲啊，识得教啊咁。
I remember when I was a child, it was very hard to admit I've done something wrong.
我记得咧，我仲系儿童嘅时候咧，系好难认错嘅。
I didn't know why, but now I'm grown up. I know the reasons why now.
我唔知點解，但現在我已經成年人，現在我知道點解啦。
Because if I admit I was wrong, people will find out that I was wrong.
因為咧，假如我去認錯嘅話，咁人咧就會知道我做錯啦。
People will find out all about me, and I'm very fearful of those consequences.
咁別人咧就會認識我啦，知道我啦，咁我就好驚呢一切嘅後果。
Well, a teacher or a leader is like a child.
其實一個老師或者一個領導人都好似個兒童一樣。
A teacher can be very fearful of the consequences of admitting wrong also.
一個老師都可以咧係好驚認錯之後嘅後果嘅。
And maybe a leader will find it more difficult, more fearful to admit wrong.
有可能咧一個領導人咧更加怕去認錯。
Many years ago in a church in Hong Kong, there was a Sunday service.
咁好多年前咧喺香港，其中一日咧就喺個教會崇拜。
And then one elderly man came in. He had been coming for some time.
咁咧有一個長者嚟到嚟，佢已經嚟咗一段時間。
That Sunday morning, he was late. People were listening to a Bible lesson already.
嗰朝星期日早上咧，佢就遲到，咁已經開始講緊道啦。
But he came in late, being drunk.
咁佢入到嚟遲到，不單止咧，佢仲係飲醉酒喎。
He didn't know what he was doing when he came in.
咁飲醉酒就唔知自己做緊乜嘢嘅。
When he came in, he was talking, singing, talking, singing.
佢一路入嚟，一路行咧，一路唱歌咁。
So there was some mild disturbance of the Christian service.
咁當時就有一啲滋擾啦。
So I sitting there stood up and asked him to leave that room.
咁我就起身行埋佢身邊咧，就請佢離開嗰個房間。
And I asked him how he was feeling. The smell of hard liquor was all over him.
咁我問佢你覺得點啊？我聞到陣酒除啊。
After some minutes, I asked him, "Why don't you go home and rest for the day?"
咁幾分鐘之後，咁話不如你翻屋企休息啦。
So I'll see you next week.
下個禮拜見啦。
So that Sunday passed.
咁嗰星期日就過去咗。
On a Tuesday, when our colleagues had a team meeting.
咁去到兩日後嘅星期二，我哋牧者嘅隊伍咧就開會。
A colleague said to me，
其中一個同事就同我講
：，I heard that you ask Uncle So and So go home。
我聽講咧，你請嗰個叔叔咧翻屋企喎。
I was thinking， could you have handled the situation a little bit better than that？
佢話我就咁諗啊，可能你能夠處理得更好。
I said， how do you mean？
你意思係乜嘢啊
？Well， we have。Different rooms in the church. He could take a rest in another room without disturbing the service.
因為我哋教會咧有幾個房間，佢可以去另外一個房間坐休息，咁咪唔會騷擾個聚會咯。
To ask the man to go home might have hurt his feelings. What do you agree?
咁叫佢翻屋企咧，可能會傷害佢嘅感情哦。你認為係咪咁啊
？At first, I thought, well, it's not a big difference.After all, he was disturbing the service.
咁起初咧，我就覺得都唔係好大分別啫，啊，因為佢騷擾緊大家聚會。
But then I might have hurt his feelings.
但係後來我諗下，可能我傷害咗佢嘅自尊心。
In my heart, I knew my colleague was right.
但係我心裏邊知道咧，我同工講得對。
There could have been a better way.
可以做得好啲嘅。
And the colleague said to me, "Would you be so kind as to consider making an apology to him next Sunday?"
咁我同事就同我講：你會唔會考慮下個禮拜同佢道歉啊？
哦 ，a man，
我係一個男人喎。
A pastor，
係個牧師喎。
Next Sunday comes. It was my turn to preach.
下個禮拜到啦，就輪到我講道。
After singing, I came up to the platform.
唱完歌咧，我就站喺讲台上。
I said today before I give the Bible lesson, I have an apology to make.
我话今日咧，我讲到之前咧，我想同某人道歉。
The same elderly man was sitting in the corner.
咁嗰位叔叔咧就坐喺个角落上。
On that day, he was not drunk.
嗰日咧，佢就冇饮醉酒啦。
My apology is to you, Mr. So and So, about last Sunday.
我咧就系想向呢位先生咧道歉。
I'm sorry because I regarded orderliness more important than your feelings.
我抱歉，因為咧，我係睇重咗聚會嘅秩序多過你嘅感受。
I could have asked you to rest in another room instead of asking you to go home.
我係應該咧請你去另外一間房休息，就唔使翻屋企休息。
And having said that,
咁我講完之後
，in a sincere way，
係好真誠嘅道歉。
In a typically Chinese way，
係中國人嗰種方式道歉。
I ask for his forgiveness。
咁啊，求佢饒恕我。
And then，
然之後我就鞠一個躬啊。
Sorry。
啊，對唔住。
It wasn't easy for me。
咁對我嚟講一啲都唔容易啊。
But because of the encouragement of my colleague。
但係因為我同事咁樣去鼓勵我。
I did it。
我就咁樣做咗。
And you know, the result was very good.
但你知道嘛？當日嘅結果係好好。
Our human fear is totally unnecessary. Our fear is unfounded.
我哋出於人嘅一種怕咧，其實係不必要嘅。我哋嘅害怕係冇根據嘅。
Refusing to admit wrong loses respect. Admitting wrong wins respect.
如果唔肯去認錯咧，反而會失去尊嚴；認錯咧，反而會贏得尊重。
I noticed that day the church listened to my Bible lesson most attentively。
我就發覺當日會眾聽我講到咧，係特別嘅留心。
Years later, one of them told me, "You have set an example for all of us to follow."
若干年後，有一個人話俾我聽，你係立咗一個榜樣俾我哋去跟從。
Whether you're a father or you're a mother, whether you're a teacher or you're a pastor,
不论你是一个父亲还是母亲，是一个老师还是牧师，
Let us learn to be quick to admit our wrong.
让我们呢要快快的去认错。
It is very good for a church to learn this together.
作为一个教会呢，我们一起去学习认错是很好的。
At about 30 years of age, Jesus is said to have attained perfect manhood.
在大概耶稣的30岁的时候，耶稣就已经达到了一个完全人的身量。
Perfect manhood，
完全人的身量。
Mature man，
一个成熟的人。
Fullness of God，
就是有神的一切的丰盛。
Perfect manhood is the common goal of God's new mankind。
神的新人类的一个共通点呢，就是完全人的身量。
To be truthful is an important start.Just as baptism is that important start.
做一个真诚的人是一个重要的开始，就正如洗礼是一个重要的开始一样。
My time is up. Let me conclude.
我时间到了，我让我总结。
Baptism is a happy day, a big event.
洗礼是一个快乐的日子，是大日子。
It is when a person follows Jesus' footsteps and says yes to God's call.
就是一个人他愿意立志去跟从耶稣的脚踪。而向神的邀请呼召咧，讲我愿意。
And enters into a covenant of love with God.
而同神咧去进入一个爱嘅盟约。
Secondly, baptism is also a finishing of a person's old way of life.
第二点，洗礼亦都系一个人咧决心向旧嘅唔好嘅生活习惯讲再见。
Selfishness.
譬如自私啦
，self-centeredness，
自我啦。
Baptism is a commitment to do God's will。
洗礼咧系立志遵行神嘅旨意。
To love God wholeheartedly，
去全心嘅爱神。
To love our neighbors as ourselves，
还要爱人如己。
Thirdly, on baptism day, a person can expect to experience God coming to her in a special way。
第三点，喺洗礼当日，呢、这个洗礼嘅人咧。就会经历到神的一种特别的临在
God's gentle presence
就是神温柔的同在
A profound peace and gladness will be felt
是一种深厚的平安快乐就会这个人会感受得到
This is what the one baptism is all about
这个就是一浸的意思了
Let us conclude in prayer